Hello, it's Thursday, May the 19th. We are still in 1 Peter chapter 2, and we pick it up today in verses 18 through 20. We saw earlier how Peter had exhorted his readers to be subject to the emperor and to governors, and now in the workplace, in verse 18, servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust. And Peter may well have had in mind literal servants, slaves in the Roman Empire. They were different from the slaves, the chattel slaves of the 19th century American South. Many of these slaves in the Roman Empire were indentured to pay off a debt of some kind or another. And we know, of course, in the book of Philemon, how Philemon sends Onesiphorus back to his master. Well, again, it's a continuing theme to be subject to one's master, to be subject to one's boss, to be a Christian, not just on Sunday, but a Christian on Monday morning and through the week, to do your job and to do it well, to do it as unto the Lord. And notice, just as we saw for the Lord's sake in verse 13, you see it again in verse 18, because he is conscious of God. And again in verse 20, this is commendable before God. And he even makes the point in verse 20 to be subject even to the unjust master who treats you badly. 'Tis the way the master went, shall not the servant tread it still, one of our hymns says. Well, something to chew upon today and to ask God for help to be good servants, to be a light that shines in the darkness in our places of work. Well, that's it for now. We'll be back next Monday. Have a wonderful weekend. Mm-hmm.